Hi, Val. Nice to have you stop by the station today.
Thank you for having me here.
So, first of all, welcome to Inuvik.
Thank you very much.
And how has it been this far?
It has been overwhelmingly exciting here.
Oh, for sure. So now, if you could start off by telling me, what kind of records have you brought with you?
I have brought a range of different kinds of records from Shingle Point Residential School, primarily from the Anglican Church of Canada's archives. Their central archives are in Toronto. And I've brought records from the school itself. And also, so for example, from the school itself, I have detailed descriptions of the students in the school, and in some cases their family members and how they got to the school. And that's over a number of years, those records. And I also have a range of different records from two particular white women staff who worked at the school from 1929 to 1936. And they have a journal, letters home to their families, letters from students to them, cards and drawings that students made. And I also have a whole bunch of historical photos, many of which were taken by one of these staff members, Bessie Quirtz, of children of the school. So I have a whole binder full of photographs, historic photographs from the school.
Wow, that must have been something to bring all that material up here with you.
Well, the binder, and there is some paper, but a lot of it is on my computer.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So why did you want to bring all of this to the north?
Because this is where this material is rooted. It's the living history of this region. And I ended up doing this research in some ways just through circumstances, but I very much wanted people in the community and people here to have access to this material in a way that they might not be able to go down to Toronto to dig around in the archives themselves. Some of this material has been digitized and is available online. But you need to know how to navigate the search engine. And so I just wanted to make sure that as many people as possible in this area and whose living history this is had access to that material in the area here.
So what communication have you had with families or the Inuvialuit government about all these records over the years and since you've been here?
So for a number of years, I've traced and contacted a number of the descendants of people who were at the school. There were both not just students, but also local staff who were at the school. There were at least four adult staff from the local area or the region who were working at the school. So I've traced a number of the descendants of those families, and we've communicated by phone and email over a number of years. And I'm very excited to be able to meet a number of them while I'm here. I let people know in both Inuvik and Iqaluit in the town itself and various community bodies that I'm coming. And I'm also in discussion with the Inuvialuit Cultural Resource Center, who are going to take a whole bunch of the material that I have dug up and that is available in the archive, but they're going to make it available locally to people here.
Mm-hmm. So why was looking into the story something that you really wanted to do personally?
So it happened through, I volunteered at the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, where I live and teach in McMahie in Halifax, Nova Scotia. And when the Atlantic event of the TRC came and I volunteered at that event, the part of the TRC that I was volunteering in, there was a booth by the Anglican Church of Canada's archives. And some of the material that I saw there reminded me of previous research that I had done. One of the main areas that I work on is, and I'm going to speak bluntly here because that's my manner, the way in which white women stick their business into other people's situations and try to help them, and I'm putting that in quotation marks, in various ways, and some of the problematic ways in which they become involved in the lives of other people. And I saw some of that in the archival material. And so when I went to the Anglican Church archives in Toronto, I found that some of the richest and most detailed material on white women working in these schools involved, lo and behold, this school that was on the other side of the continent for me. Mm-hmm. And it was Shingle Point Residential, Eskimo Residential School. And so that's where the research started and the communication with family members.
Mm-hmm. So this is all very interesting. You know, I'm sure you're happy that you're going to meet with some, you know, family members out there.
I'm terribly, terribly happy. It's mm-hmm. it's very emotional for me to mm-hmm. meet them.
So maybe now, when are the events and what do you want people to know before they come to these events?
Well, I guess I would say a number of things. There's contact information on Facebook for me. If they would like to ask me any questions ahead of time, there's on the Inuvik events page and on the Iqaluit events page, my contact information is there. If people have any questions, there's a phone number and an email address. I'm meeting with elders at the hospital for their day program tomorrow morning at 11. There's a broader community event this Sunday afternoon starting at 2:00 in the Centennial Library. And I am bringing, for example, a binder full of historic photographs from the school, and I will be showing some of the material that I have on my computer in a presentation, and I'm just there to share the information to take any questions that people have. And I will be doing a very similar thing in Iqaluit. I'm meeting with elders on Tuesday afternoon at 1:30 at the Greenland Center. And then there's also a community event in the evening at Moose Kerr School in their library there, where I will be doing the same thing. I'll have that big binder of historic photographs and we'll be sharing some of the other material that I have.
Mm-hmm. So what happens after this, after meeting with the communities here in Iqaluit?
Well, what I'm in some ways most excited about is that the Inuvialuit Cultural Resource Center is going to be taking a whole bunch of this material and they will have it available to the wider community here. And I also welcome if there are other groups or organizations that would like to be in conversation with the archives, that I am happy to act as an intermediary for that. My desire is to have this material accessible to people whose living history this involves as much as possible. So I'd like to continue those conversations.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I thank you for stopping by and sharing this.
Thank you very much for having me.